making corrections, and then we came out here and worked on some specific situations, and thought we had a good day's work. And for the schedule moving forward, we'll have another day tomorrow with our guys, and then they'll be off and till next Tuesday. So
instead, Julio's getting looked at this afternoon, is that correct?
Julio has an appointment this afternoon for a second opinion, and at this point in time, don't know anything different than yesterday. And again, as I told you, as soon as we know something, we'll let you guys know.
Spending with the news in Julio and obviously the adversity your team is facing, did you impart any message to the guys this morning at the film session?
We just went through the review of the game. And again, guys, injuries are part of the NFL, and you've got to deal with them. Every team deals with them. And our guys, understand it's an opportunity for somebody else to step up. And we've done it many times already this season. So it's not going to be any different than any other week.
Do you approach a bye week when you're 1-4 differently as far as scheduling, though, than maybe if you were 5-0? Or do you expect a little bit more from the guys? Or
no, our bye week schedule was set back in April. We give our guys a schedule when they come in to start the off season, and it takes them all the way through the Super Bowl. So, and we're not going to deviate. I tell them it doesn't matter what our record is throughout the season. This is our schedule, and this is what we're going to do, so guys can know what they have to do.
To what extent did the hamstring injury jeopardize Roddy's status? I know the hope had been that this would be a chance for him to rest the ankle. I mean, how does the hamstring hurt his chances for coming back after the bye?
Again, we're going to go day by day with Roddy in terms of his hamstring. He wasn't able to return to the game, as we all know. And I would never put anything past Roddy in terms of his ability to recover. He was not here on the practice field today. I'm sure you guys were taking roll earlier and got that. So he was not out on the practice field today, nor will he be out there tomorrow. Again, guys, it was a hamstring injury that did not allow him to come back on the playing field in the game on Monday night.
Will Matt have to do anything differently with possibly Drew Davis or Kevin Cohn having to step in after the bye?
Absolutely not. Kevin and Drew have been with us for a couple years now. The missed time that Roddy's had in practice gives Drew Davis and Kevin Cohn an opportunity to work with Matt. They've probably worked more with Matt in practice than both Roddy and Julio. So if they have to step up and make some plays for us, they will. So they've been with us since April this season, and they've been with us for a couple years. So it's their opportunity to go out and play possibly.
Coach, are you confident with the circumstances you guys have faced so far and might even face going forward? You've got enough veteran leadership to keep this team going and not get discouraged the rest of the way?
Absolutely. That's a very strong locker room. We've got a bunch of great guys in that locker room. They understand this is about winning football games. We haven't done it. We haven't made enough plays. And they also understand that if there's injuries, someone else is going to step in and take that role. I tell them all the time, we have defined roles on our football team. When we start the season, those roles change. And sometimes they change because of injury. Sometimes they change because of performance. And that's what's happened this season, like every season.
But you had to shuffle a lot on the offensive line after reviewing the tape. Are you pleased with their progress? I know you have a lot of new guys in there that are working.
I thought that we protected the quarterback fairly well. That was probably the most complicated game in terms of the looks that we saw from the Jets. We were clean for the most part. Both of the sacks that we gave up weren't really necessarily physical. It was a misidentification. I don't think we ran the ball as well as we would have liked to in the ball game. Too many negative yardage plays and no game plays in the run game.
Any update on Snelling, or is he in the concussion protocol program?
Well, since we don't give an injury report this week, I will give you a little bit of an update. Jason was not on the field, and he is in the concussion protocol.